This is the ABC News Afternote for Friday, May 20th, 2005. Only in Washington, D.C. could a motion to invoke cloture and a threat of a veto be the stuff of high drama, but that is exactly what happened today inside the Beltway. First on the filibuster fight, Senator John Cornyn of Texas was the one that had the honor filing a cloture motion aimed at closing off debate on Priscilla Owens' nomination to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Republicans say it is time to move to an up or down vote. Right now, you currently need 60 votes to cut off debate. So nobody expects this motion to pass when senators vote on it on Tuesday. But what everyone does expect is that when the motion fails, Senator Frist, the majority leader, will move to invoke the nuclear option. So you, the listeners, like Vice President Cheney, who will preside in the chamber that day, should clear Tuesday schedules for this kind of must-see TV for the C-SPAN sect. The battle over embryonic stem cell research continued today. President Bush threatened to veto any bill aimed at loosening the restrictions he put in place in 2001 concerning federal funding for this research. It'll now be really interesting to watch in the House. There are 201 co-sponsors to this legislation making its way through the House, and it'll be interesting to see now in the face of the president's veto threat if any of those co-sponsors will drop off. So stay tuned on that one. Also, a few notes for the week ahead that you should be on the lookout for. Howard Dean, the Democratic National Committee chairman, he will have been in office in that position for 100 days on Monday. Howard Dean has been avoiding the national press like the plague since he assumed the post. But that's all going to stop this Sunday. For the full hour, he will appear on one of our competitors' Sunday morning talk shows. And there's no doubt that his answers are going to create a stir inside the Beltway. Also in the week ahead, on Thursday, President Bush is going to welcome Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House. They'll take some questions from the press in the Rose Garden. So the Middle East peace process will certainly be on the agenda next week, as it is this weekend with First Lady Laura Bush in the region. That's all for now, but make sure you start your week off right Monday morning. For all the best political news and analysis, go to The Note. You can subscribe at abcnews.com. I'm David Chalian in New York.